sign says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, a woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn. We make our own whiskey and our own smoke too. Ain't too many things these old boys can't do. We grow good old tomatoes and homemade wine, and country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. Because you can't starve us out and you can't make us run. Those Winsome boys raised on shotguns. We say grace and we say ma'am. If you ain't into that, we don't give a damn. We came from the West Virginia coal mines and the Rocky Mountains and the western skies. And we can skin a buck, we can run a trot line, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I had a good friend in New York City. He never called me by my name, just Hillbilly. My grandpa taught me how to live off the land, and his taught him to be a businessman. He used to send me pictures of the Broadway nights, and I'd send him some homemade wine. But he was killed by a man with a switchblade knife. For $43, my friend lost his life. I'd love to spit some beach nut in that dude's eyes and shoot him with my old 45, 'cause a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. California and South Alabama and little towns all around this land. And we can skin a buck and run a trot line, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive.
Welcome to the show,
country
folks.
Country boy can survive. Country folks can survive.
Your country boy surviving here in North Dakota. Here on January 7th, 2020. I still have to get used to that. 2020, it's wonderful. This is the Trump Phenomenon radio show. Trying to stay, to keep up with the dynamo, Donald Trump, and the phenomenon he has created. So we'll make another effort at it tonight. With your help, calling in at 1-800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. And let's see, what do we have to report tonight? I think all good news. The several interesting items here. So we'll talk about the demon rats and their upcoming demon rat dumpster fire debacle debate. That is just going to be a hoot. I just can't wait. You will not be able to tear me away from my television or computer screen. That debate actually may occur right in the middle of our Trump Phenomenon radio show. So look forward to that. That's on the 9th, which is, that's Thursday, isn't it? Help me out when my facts and information are wrong, folks. You just pick up your phone and call into the studio and correct old Kelso. But wild horses couldn't keep me away from the demon rat dumpster fire debacle debate. And it appears, I'll just put in a few interesting things about that before we look at some other topics. Right now, as I read today, only 5 demon rats have qualified for their dumpster fire. So it's going to be kind of lonely on Thursday night. I don't know. And those 5, let me see if I can remember them. They are Bernie, Communist Party, CPUSA member Sanders. Now there's a winner, isn't it? Then there's Pocahontas, doesn't know when she's telling the truth or not. Pocahontas Warren, Elizabeth Warren, another winner. They've got Joe, doesn't know what state he's in, aneurysm, brain aneurysm, Biden. Those are the top 3. Then they've got Pete Buttigieg. And who's the 5th one that's qualified? I can't even remember right now. I mean, it's such a forgettable bunch. Anyway, it'll come to me in a moment who number 5 is going to be. But that's it. And all of them losers. That's on the agenda of exciting things coming up. More exciting on the night, turning to the bright side of life, we have Donald Trump speaking in Toledo, Ohio on Thursday night. That's going to be super duper. Then we have the events transpiring in Iraq and Iran today. And let me give you my take on that. As we speak right now, apparently, the mad mullahs of Iran, the crazy killers, like this Soleimani guy, these butchers, people who killed somewhere around 1,500 of their own people in recent weeks. They actually mowed down over 1,000 Iranians who were protesting the insanity in their own country. They've launched some missiles into Iraq. And, you know, what is a missile? I mean, missile is an old technology. It's just a tube filled with an explosive, a dry or wet explosive with a hole in the end, and you light it and stand back, kind of tip it and aim it in the direction you want to go. So they fired some small number of those towards apparently two American bases. And we're not hearing about any Americans killed or injured, which leads me to believe right now that there aren't any. That's all very good news. Oh, and then here's the better news. Donald Trump, who was tentatively scheduled to go on TV and comment tonight, apparently is not. Why is that good news? Well, that's, I think, exactly the right thing to do. I like the philosophy of Merle Haggard on this. Let's get out of Iraq and get back on track. Nice. Merle Haggard was singing that years ago. Let's get out of Iraq and get back on track. What the hell are we doing in Iraq or Iran? So the president's doing nothing tonight on that, which is exactly the right response. And the launch of some rockets into Iraq, that is a sort of a tepid response from the Iranians. They, based on all their bravado and all the machismo of their culture, they are compelled to do something. All their breast beating over Donald Trump's, what's all this over? Donald Trump launched a single drone missile, probably not very big actually, at one car. That's it. That missile was probably, I don't know what it was. It was launched from a drone. So it was probably what? I don't know. What would you say? What do you know about drone missiles? I know nothing. I don't know, a 4-foot long missile, whatever. Something pretty small. Hit one car. And boy, is that something to really, really get excited about? And the guy, the target inside the car, is a universally acknowledged known killer, murderer, sadist, torturer, creep, SOB, person who deserved to die 20 years ago richly and has earned the right to die again thousands upon thousands of times. A mass killer. His number came up. And so what's the answer to that? BFD. And let's move on. So there's some things to think about there. And let's see, other upcoming things. We've got another great event coming up with Donald Trump in Milwaukee on January 14th. We've got the John Bolton story today, and what's the moral of the story there? John Bolton is one of these creeps. I love how Tucker Carlson described these people earlier. He said, he had a great phrase for these people. He called them think tank parasites. Of course, Bolton is actually a government official as well, but think tank parasites who want to think they're relevant. John Bolton is a neocon, neoliberal, neo-something, neo-SOB. And the mistake that Donald Trump made was letting this guy anywhere near the White House property. That was a mistake. And I don't know what the concept was. I don't know what, John Bolton's reputation is pretty darn clear as a war hawk, warmonger. I never saw a war I didn't want to escalate, anti-American SOB. So now, notice, John Bolton now is just slobbering all over himself, wanting to testify against Donald Trump in front of the impeachment hoax run by his buddies, the Demon Rats. So we'll see how that goes. I hope the Republicans in the Senate are just hard ass and just say, this whole impeachment is a hoax. It's illegitimate. It's unconstitutional. It's illegal. It's anti-American. And we're shutting this thing down. My name is Mitch McConnell. I'm the leader of the Senate. And I want to vote up or down now. Dismiss this crap. That's what I'm hoping happens. End the Nancy Pelosi prima donna show. End the Chuck Schumer whining show. God, I mean, how much longer? That's cruelty. That's cruel and unusual punishment. Even if animals in the living room have to listen to this, that's cruelty against animals. The SPCA should be contacted. To have to listen, to have your pets have to listen to Chuck Schumer is that's cruelty to pets. Not to speak of cruelty to your family members and loved ones. Please get Chuck Schumer off of my TV and Nancy Pelosi also. I don't want to see her jewelry anymore. So let's not give them their impeachment hoax show. And to whatever extent there is any kind of impeachment hoax show, let's get folks like Matt Gaetz up there, hard hitters, Jim Jordan, let's get some hard-hitting patriots up there that'll give it to the demon rats right in the kisser. So at least there'll be some redeeming moments in the circus. Let's see here what our president is up to right now. He's got some, let's see, his most recent tweets here. Let me find the most recent. I'm not seeing, this could just be me. There are so many tweets. There's so many retweets. It's a little hard for me to sort out the exact chronology. It used to be easier before the Niagara Falls of retweets. You could figure out what the president had tweeted within minutes. And there's so many retweets right now. I'm loving it. He's wearing out the retweet button on his computer. All right, let's go to the top here. And let's find a tweet that's a tweet and not a retweet. I love them all. Here's an interesting one. 7 hours ago, this is fresh from our president, hot off the griddle, had a very good meeting with how does he say his name? KBS Al Saud of Saudi Arabia. That's my ignorance talking right there. I don't know who KBS Al Saud is of Saudi Arabia. We discussed trade, military, oil prices, security, and stability in the Middle East. Okay, that's good. Then he says, 12 hours ago, earlier today, great interview with Kevin McCarthy on Fox and Friends, who said, there's no urgency with the articles of impeachment because there is no case. I like that. Now, another thing, let me put this on there, and I apologize for not being up on this. I would wish to have gone and heard the tape of this. Donald Trump made a surprise appearance on the Rush Limbaugh radio show. Wait, now, there's a nice compliment to Patriot Radio. and I believe that was a surprise. I think Rush Limbaugh picked up the phone and said, hi, this is President Trump. Is that going to happen on this show tonight? Oh, I don't know. But it certainly happened for Rush Limbaugh, and that was a beautiful thing. So here's a retweet from Mark Meadows. This is kind of going, kind of beating a dead horse here. Pardon the pun. On the justification for greasing Soleimani, I don't even remember, what is his first name even? I can't even remember his first name. Mark Meadows says, I think the vast majority agree. Killing 600 plus Americans is well beyond justification to say enough is enough, or, you know, adios amigo, bye-bye to this guy. And yet here we are, where Democrats are falling all over themselves, equivocating about a terrorist and writing a resolution to prevent the President of the United States from responding. And I like Mark Meadows' response here. Typical a Trumpian one-word response. Wow. Wow. How stupid can you get? Here we are at the bottom of the mine. But there is a light up above. We'll be back in just a moment. Stay tuned.
Through the dust and the smoke of this man-made hell walked a giant of a man that the miners knew well, grabbed a sagging timber and gave out with a groan, and like a giant oak tree just stood there alone, Big John. Big John.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
When this war is over, it will be a better day. When this war is over, it will be a better day.
We are. We're back, folks. You're in the Trump phenomenon. We got Mike in Kentucky waiting on the line. Hang on, Mike. We'll try not to have you grow old waiting on the show here. Keeping tabs on the Trump phenomenon. All you lucky people in the Ocean City area of New Jersey, an alert to you folks out there. Donald Trump is coming to town. On January 28th, he's coming to the Wildwoods Convention Center in Wildwood, New Jersey, which is a small town. I've never been to that area of New Jersey, but that's the resort beach area of the very southernmost tip, Cape May of New Jersey. And you lucky dogs out there, you're going to get to see the greatest man on earth for free. You just have to get there early. So that will be, I think, 7 p.m. Eastern. So that'll be before showtime here on January 28th. Add that to the Milwaukee appearance on January 24th, the Toledo appearance the day after tomorrow, January 9th. And what do we see? Donald Trump is back in the saddle again. He's on the campaign trail. And he's got events happening every few days or weeks, and it will only accelerate from here, this unstoppable phenomenon of a man. The Wildwoods Convention Center is not that huge. It's probably the biggest venue in that town, but its capacity is 7,000. So I actually can report the attendance at this event with my psychic abilities. I can even telekinetically and futuristically transfer myself into the future. I'm now traveling into the future, hurtling through space and time. And yes, there it is. I see the crowd. It's slightly larger than 7,000 people. We can confirm this crowd. And yes, I can now look through walls. And yes, I can see through the wall. And outside are just as many people who were not able to get in because they didn't get there early enough. And I'm hoping the president will have speakers and big screen TVs out there, jumbotrons or whatever he's got. I hope he's got a traveling audio video thing that he sets up outside of these events so that tens of thousands of people outside have the consolation prize of getting to see being right there with the president on the other side of the wall, and they can see him on the jumbotron. So that's coming up. Let's go. Mike, patiently waiting there on the phone. Mike in Kentucky, what's on your mind?
Well, I think it's safe to say most everybody that listens to this show and this network would probably not be worried about the Russians' influence on our elections, right? And that.
Oh, what a laughable thing. Yeah, what a laugh. Right. Yeah, canard is the right word. The Russian influence on our elections.
Or the economy.
Or the economy, yeah.
Or the policy of our country.
Yeah, Russia's number one problem. Russia's number one problem that they're concerned about internally, and I hope they solve it, is having babies. Their number one problem is they're drinking too much, and they're not in... They're not in bed enough with each other. Go ahead.
Well, that's one of the things I wanted to bring up, is that we've had just early shots across the bow from the census numbers, confirming stuff that Numbers USA talked about a decade ago, and people were griping about. Even Clinton, during his administration, had a commission urging huge reductions in legal immigration. But America is now experiencing the biggest contraction in our growth rate for population in 100 years because of the birth rate, and quote, only 563,000 immigrants came in last year. Well, that's still probably double the amount of people that expatriate, that leave the country. That's still twice as many, and it's been that way since the early 1990s. So we've got 30 to 60 million people here that we wouldn't have had if Americans' reproductive choices were followed by Congress. And, of course, you can say they were doing union busting or something in the 90s during all the free trade, turbocharged free trade stuff. But, you know, we don't have free trade with China. And I just read this the other day, because some jobs may be in jeopardy here in the U.S.
Well, now, hang on. Mike, let's go to your first topic, which is beautiful.
Okay.
Let's go to your first topic, which is you mentioned Numbers USA, Roy Beck's wonderful website, where he documents that we are being invaded, we are being overwhelmed by an immigration invasion, and then as part of that, or an adjunct to that, we are not having enough babies ourselves. And ourselves meaning not the invaders. They're having plenty of babies. We'll talk about it right on the other side. Stay with me, Mike. We know who we are, and we're not having enough babies. Let's see what we can do about that after the break.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. It really does work like the review says it does. I cannot believe that after the first few days, I didn't feel as sluggish or clogged up. It has had a profound impact on my physical, emotional well-being. I'm skeptical as most people about products and their claims, and I never write reviews, but this is a wonderful product and I recommend it to everyone. Great product. It has brought my blood pressure from the mid-150s over the 80s to the mid-130s over mid-80s. Along with diet and exercise in just the past couple of months. Excellent. Thank you, David. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hey, is that a new music app?
Yeah, check it out. Surfer Music Discovery. It links to thousands of online stations, but the twist is you see the song names and artists that are now playing live.
That's different. No guessing. Looks like a waterfall of music.
So many formats. Rock, oldies, country, R&B, jazz, and a whole lot more.
How's that spelled?
Surfer. S-U-R-F-R.
Is it expensive?
It's free. No need to sign up or sign in.
Get the Surfer Music app free from Google Play or the App Store.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
We're back, folks, talking with Mike in Kentucky, who during the break, some of you, I hope, were working on increasing our birth rate. I have to stay by the microphone here, so I wasn't able to help. But let me just throw an idea out there, Mike, that is that there are two things going on. Of course, we're not having enough babies. That is us European folks. The non-Europeans of the earth are having plenty of babies, especially Africans. Africa has the highest birth rate in the world right now, and it's stunning. I was looking at the population of, I think I was looking at Nigeria, is like almost 200 million people. Nigeria is going to have a larger population than the United States. If you go back to my childhood, Nigeria was not a huge nation. When you have a high birth rate, it adds up fast. But let me throw this other idea out there. Donald Trump talks about making America great again. Well, let's think back to when America was great. Let's think, how about in the 1940s. Was America great in the 1940s? Yes, it was. Yes, it was. It was a wonderful place. It was 90% European. The 10% of us who were not European were us. They were Americans, black Americans who had lived in America for hundreds of years. They could also talk about when America was great again, because they had stable homes, two-parent families. Black women smoked less, just to throw out a little, you know, an example of how strangely things have changed. Black women smoked less than white women back in the 1940s. Black communities
were... They didn't believe the propaganda of Edward Bernays that the cigarette was a liberty torch.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, my mother fell for that. My mother smoked like a house on fire. Bless her, she's gone now. And so did my dad, who was a pilot in World War II, never shipped out, never was in combat, but he was headed to being a B-17 pilot, and I'm sure glad that didn't come to fruition. But the war ended, thankfully. But the America was great again back in the 1940s. Well, how big was America? Let me get to my point, which usually takes a long, long time. Thank you for your patience, Mike and everyone else. There were 150, you know about that, okay. There were about 150 million Americans, I think, during World War II. And so that's less than half the size of our country today. But we were great in World War II. We had plenty of people to populate this country. America was not a ghost town during World War II. We were full up. We had all our towns and cities that we have today, and they were wonderful, thriving places. My point is this. It would be great if we could raise our birth rate, but let's say we don't. Let's say we just can't persuade you people, whip you into action and get you reproducing. So let's say we don't. That doesn't work. All right. We could still be okay. Like the Japanese, I like to bring the Japanese out as my poster boys for this concept. Japanese population is decreasing. They're not reproducing either. But you know what?
Spain.
They're not going to hell in a handcart in Japan. Japan, I promise you, 500 years, 400, 1,000 years from now, Japan, book your ticket, travel into the future the way I do. And when you get off your plane in Tokyo, the people around you are going to be, look, speak, sound, act like Japanese do today. Japan will always be Japan. Why? Because they are ethnically proud. And they will keep Japan, whether it's 100 million people or 150 or 75 million. It's not going to make any difference. It will always be Japan. Because they are ethnically proud. It's a two-word explanation for it. Deserves more elaboration. But that's what we need to be. So whether we, if we shrank our white population to the 150 less 10%, so I guess about 140 million of us during World War II, if we shrank to that population, we could be fine. We could be great again. But we have to be European, just as the Japanese, to be great, as Japan, you know, to be Japanese, you got to be, I mean, this is so dumb, isn't it, Mike? But, you know, people have to be reminded of these obvious things. What does it take to be Japanese? That you study Japanese? I did when I was at UCLA. I got an A in Japanese. Does that make me Japanese? I don't think so. No, to be Japanese, you've got to be Japanese. And to be an American, to be a European American, you got to be European American. To be a black American, you got to be a black American whose ancestors got to this country one way or the other, but have lived here for hundreds of years, are entitled to stay here forever and have a beautiful black civilization, culture, society here in America for the rest of time.
Speaking predominantly Western English, though. Western.
Yes,
English.
Of course, exactly. But and that was a stable America that we had back then. It doesn't have to be 100% white to be, you know, stably American. We can have our white culture in conjunction with somebody else who's got their own culture, which they make great. I can tell you, you know, young people can't believe this sort of things. And back in 1940, you know, you had all sorts of whole areas, towns that were completely black, where the attorneys were black, the doctors were black, the dentists were black, the schools were black, the teachers were black, the teachers were good. And that was a workable civilization that we had back then. But anyway, getting onto my topic here, which is you're talking about demographics, and one of my favorite topics, Mike, demography is destiny. And if there are two ways we can decline demographically. One is to not reproduce. That's not the scariest one. The scariest one is by allowing ourselves to be, allowing our land, civilization, our creations, to be taken over, and our women to be captured by aliens. That's suicide. And by the way, here's an interesting tidbit on there. When I mention the word suicide, it brings up a thought. I'm looking at a statistic here in front of me on my screen. We have had a, it's off my screen right now. Let me see if I can find it. Let me get it back for you. It is life expectancy. Life expectancy is going down for us folks, and you know why? Here are the three main reasons that average life expectancy in the United States has been on decline since 2014. Number one reason, a 72% increase in overdoses, largely opioids. That's number one. Second major reason.
Targeting largely rural, white America, the Bible Belt, some concentrations in Native Americans like out in Oklahoma. But yeah, it's largely, if you look at the heat maps for the per 10,000 or per 100,000 statistics on that, it's concentrated in hillbilly country in Pennsylvania down through eastern Kentucky and then northern California. A lot of underpopulated areas.
Exactly. And those drugs are coming in from China and Mexico. And Donald Trump is dedicated to stopping that flow. But let me give you the second reason for the decrease in life expectancy, and that is an increase in liver disease.
High fructose corn syrup, fructose in general, and that's why you need all these drugs too. People are trying to solve the problem with drugs. They need to quit eating 140 pounds of sugar a year.
And also, where does cirrhosis of the liver come from? Booze.
So not people just booze. No, that's it. Fructose metabolizes in the liver just like alcohol. You get gout, uric acid. You get low-density lipoids, the dark small cell, small fat cells, and an aldehyde that's almost like formaldehyde and just as toxic. You get fatty liver disorder. You get scarring of the liver. You get cirrhosis. The government has been hijacked. The USDA and the FDA has been hijacked by these high fructose corn syrup producers, and they're giving the sugar producers hush money, $880,000 a year to each sugar producer.
Right.
It's causing massive, massive health problems in this country, and it's because our government's been hijacked by the industry.
Okay. Mike, why don't you have a radio show? You're smarter than I am. We ought to get you a radio
well,
show.
You got on the topic. There's a doctor out of the University of California that goes through this, and I just watched the video a month ago.
Well, and then the third reason for our decline in life expectancy is a 33% increase since 1999 and this is what made me think of it, suicide. So now let me turn this all around. Look at the world we were in. We had as a president Barack Hussein. Can you believe an American president with a middle name Hussein? I mean, is that crazy or what? We had that president, and then if it didn't take that to depress you, Mike, and me, and every other patriot, and drive us to drink, and suicide, and to overdose, he got reelected. I mean, if you want to give up and wave the white flag, he got reelected. So.
During the worst economy in generations, really, the worst real estate and everything.
Yeah, it was looking bad, folks. But now we turned a corner here. Somehow, miraculously, you know, a gift from God, Donald Trump descending on the golden escalator from the clouds. We got another chance. And so Donald Trump is turning that all around. So all those three things, people, I guarantee you, there's no numbers on this yet, but I guarantee you, we patriots are drinking less, we're less suicidal, and we're not popping pills the way we may have been before Donald Trump appeared. So he has greatly improved our morale, which also might lead to making some babies, kind of might raise our testosterone level, gentlemen. And but in any event, getting back to our demographic topic here, yeah, that's the thing is, we've got to, Donald Trump has said it, a nation without borders is not a nation. And he has been trying to give us a border, putting up a wall. And what's his famous chant? It's so obvious. It's as plain as the noses on our faces, folks. What is the most famous chant of Donald Trump? Build the wall. Build the wall. And don't complain that he hasn't built a 2,000-mile wall yet. He's built hundreds of miles of wall, and he's trying everything he can do, every trick in the book, to get wall up there. He's also trying to get something equally important, which is internal enforcement. He's doing something you've never seen in your life, ladies and gentlemen, I guarantee it. When was the last time you thought about ICE or the Border Patrol? Donald Trump has an absolute brotherly love hug relationship with all of the personnel of ICE and the Border Patrol. These folks, thousands of them, they love Donald Trump. They've been spat upon, kicked, and abused by people like Hussein Obama. And finally, they've got a president who respects them and what they do. And lots of them, interestingly, are people with last names like Fernandez, they're actually Hispanics, but they're patriotic American Hispanics, and they don't want our country invaded, their country invaded, and Donald Trump is supporting the ICE and the Border Patrol. He is cutting down on the foreign invasion by fake refugees, and that's one reason he is, now let's get back to one of our topics here tonight, which is get out of Iraq and get back on track. These foreign wars have generated what? And they will always do this. There's no way around this. We saw it with the Korean War, actually. Lots of Koreans came to America, Korean brides, war brides from the Korean War. Vietnam was even worse. Millions of Vietnamese, some of them war brides, but others just boat people. Millions of Vietnamese came to the United States as a result of that war. And the
use the gates. That's what the wall is really about. Use the gate. Don't, you know, come in some other way. You know, use the gate. That way we can control the disease, the drugs, the fake immigrants, you know, the human trafficking.
But if we're involved in war, if we're enmeshed in war in the Middle East or anywhere outside of our country and outside, you know, then we're going to get hundreds of thousands, millions. Why say that word? It's millions. We're going to get millions of invaders who are going to be whining and crying that, you know, oh, my goodness, you know, look what happened in my country, the war, the suffering, oh, the humanity. You let me in. Knock, knock, knock. Let me into your country. Or, you know, I'm going to climb over the fence or climb over the barbed wire, whether you let me in or not. And so Donald Trump is this gift to us who just arrived out of the blue. And so now the question, Mike, tonight is the here's the news I'm hoping from tomorrow. I hope there'll be no news from Iraq. I hope the Iranians will, fire off whatever pathetic rocket force they have and then run out of fuel and then stop firing their rockets. How do you avoid American casualties at those bases? These are probably blindly targeted rockets, you know, shotgun style. They fire 100 rockets and hope two of them hit. How do you prevent American casualties at the target bases? get out of Iraq.
come back to
Cape May, New Jersey, so you can attend the Donald Trump rally on January 28th.
Yeah, and then nobody. Why are we in Iraq again? Because they were part of 9/11. Is that it? No.
Yeah, exactly. Weapons of mass destruction.
The
Saddam Hussein.
The deep state neocons.
And I love
neocons.
Us. Yeah, can you believe this? You can't make this stuff up. The dictator of Iraq, Saddam Hussein, has the same name as the guy who pretended to be president of the United States. And folks, you wondered why you were drinking, popping pills, and playing with your revolver. It's because your president didn't even have a birth certificate. We still don't have a birth certificate.
Play a different Merle Haggard song called America First. Do you have that one in your music?
It'll come up. Let's take a break and we'll be back. Stay with me, Mike.
Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! Huh. For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Many people tell us about their experience with Extendivite. Just listen to what Glenn has to say.
Prior to taking it, I had diabetic neuropathy. The Extendivite reduced that significantly. Acid reflux was reduced. I had athlete's foot, very severe. Trimmed that down to about 75%. Dandruff, almost completely gone. I had occipital neuralgia at the base of my skull. I was having migraines, reduced by about 90%. Heart palpitations, my heart would kind of stall out. I would skip a beat. Very uncomfortable. And when walking from downstairs going to sleep, by the time I got to the bedroom, which is just one flight of stairs, my heart was pounding, coming out of my chest. My vision was blurry. This completely solved that problem. Great product. Thanks.
Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Why don't we liberate these United States? We're the ones who need it worst. Let the rest of the world help us for change, and let's rebuild
America
first.
And last, first and last. Let's just rebuild America, period. Anyway, we got Mike on the phone with us, and I love happy endings to this show. I don't ever want to leave you folks discouraged after you hear this show. I want to lift your spirits up. Well, we're going to deliver on that in this show today. The President of the United States, the greatest American who ever lived, whoever put on his pants one leg at a time, Donald John Trump just tweeted to all of us 8 minutes ago. And here's what he tweeted. All is well. I love that. Exclamation mark. All is well. That's 8 minutes ago. He sent that message to you right there in Radio Land, sitting by your radio. Then he says, missiles launched from Iran at two military bases located in Iraq. Assessment of casualties and damages taking place now. Then here's another great sentence. So far, so good. Which means what? Little damage and no casualties. So far, so good. American casualties. That's the kind we worry about because we're taking care of America. Let the rest of the world take care of themselves. Then he continues. Yeah, America first, last, and period. Then he says, and by the way, God bless the rest of the world. If you're a Japanese, Japan first. The hell with America. Japan first. That's what you should believe. That's what you should practice. And the Japanese, bless their hearts, they do practice that. That's why they're going to have a country 1,000 years from now. And unless we do the same, we won't, folks. You have to be ethnically proud. Now, he says, so far, so good. We have the most powerful and well-equipped military anywhere in the world by far. And then he says, I will be making a statement tomorrow morning. So I'll wake up in the morning looking for that, Mike. And I love what the president just said to us 8 minutes ago. All is well. And
well, you might still want to go get a top off your gas tank. I'm afraid that the price gouging will probably begin tomorrow. Good gas stations will be jumping up 20, 40, 50 cents within a week.
Well,
unless
you know,
this really gets resolved.
You know, I'll tell you what, you know, as we fade out here, Mike, and thank you very much for calling. I mean, I hope you call as often as possible, Mike. You're brilliant, and you really make up for the deficiencies in my own radio delivery.
Well, you got your own shtick going here. I can't agree with you 100% because whenever you find two people that agree 100%, somebody's not thinking whenever you find two people that agree 100%. And I don't want to be the one that's not thinking, so I'm not going to say dittos.
Okay.
See ya.
Okay. But the so, you know, we'll end on this thought from the president, all as well. And I just love this feature about Donald Trump. I mean, this is priceless. This happens over and over again. He's sitting there somewhere right now. He's typing away to you, to me. I mean, we've never, Mike, you know, you and I, we've never had this experience in our lives. There's a guy out there who is actually our leader who's communicating with us. It's unbelievable. All right. We'll see, folks, we'll see you again tomorrow night here in the Trump Clubhouse in what's turning out to be this best of all possible worlds. See you tomorrow night, folks.
Hey, honey, I'm home.
I grabbed the newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
The newspaper? Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, a majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper does not give out the important attention on what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion. listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.